Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Thanks for joining us on the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Well, I love to share articles back and forth, and one recently I was talking about was one of the 5 things to know about investing. And Ken French is the author, and he's a guy that's been around a long time, loves studying this when he was going through college, but also I think loves educating people on just investing and all those things, and really kind of just a good topic of conversation for today. So why we brought it to the show today was we feel it's a good one to share with our loyal listeners. And specifically, what we're going to talk about is the topic of risk and how you define risk specifically in retirement. Because risk is an incredibly common word, and everybody knows what risk means conceptually from a dictionary standpoint. But in real practice, in real life, I promise you the definitions of what risk is when it comes to your investments varies dramatically from one person to the next, especially given the thousands of conversations that I've had being a fiduciary financial planner for the last 23 years. Before we dive into this week's topic, let me provide a quick introduction for new listeners to the show. Each week, I share different aspects on wealth management. For those new to the show, wealth management is far deeper than just investment management. You see, most people have an investment plan, you know, a junk drawer of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and annuities, just a bunch of statements, but no real plan on how they all fit together. And that's why most people just have an investment broker, somebody that just sells them stuff. Oh, they might call themselves a financial planner, but the reality is they don't plan anything. All they really do is sell you stuff. Or they talk about financial planning, but they've actually not done any of it for you, right? They've only sold you stuff. So at my firm, Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we are wealth managers. What's the difference between an investment broker and a wealth manager? Investment brokers only handle your investments. They meet with you maybe once, twice a year, show you a bunch of pie charts, show your statements, tell you your money went up or down, buy and hold, hold on, stay the course, right? That's about it. If you need any tax strategies, they say, oh, I can't talk taxes. Go see your CPA, your tax person. If you have an estate planning question, they tell you, go see your estate planning attorney. This is your life savings we're talking about. Your advisors, the professionals in your network, should be able to provide the lead on all aspects of your financial life, investments, taxes, estate. We like to consider ourselves the general manager of your financial team, overseeing all the other professionals on investments, taxes, estate planning. So when we provide a plan, it addresses all areas of your financial life. They're coordinated together. Under one roof at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we've got fiduciary financial planners, a CPA, notary, paralegal, a legal team that assists our clients with estate planning. It's a one-stop shop. In fact, as a wealth manager and a fiduciary for the last 23 years, I've helped successful savers like you with what are their 5 biggest concerns. 1, make smart choices with their money. Don't take too much risk, just enough to achieve your goals. Most of our clients understand that they've made and saved most of the money they're going to have, and they just can't afford for it to go away. So we need to make smart choices with their money and make it as long as you do. 2 is wealth enhancement. How do we mitigate or reduce taxes? How do we proactively save taxes over a lifetime? 3 is wealth transfer. Transfer to heirs with the least cost, least taxes, least fees, least time, and the least government involvement. That's estate planning. 4 is wealth protection. Things like life, disability, long-term care, protecting you from unjust and frivolous lawsuits. And 5, if you're charitably inclined, how do we maximize your charitable impact? So assisting our clients with most of these 5 concerns is where there's real value. Your financial life's more complicated than only your investments. We make sure your money's protected, you get all the income and retirement you need, and you're legally paying the least amount of taxes so that you can leave the legacy that you want. So each week we dive into these 5 categories of wealth management, and today we're going to talk about how to define risk in retirement. So I'm literally saying that most people literally have way different definitions for what they consider to be risk or risky than another person. And yet nobody, I think, even realizes their definitions are different from other people. And I think we all arrive, it's what we've experienced up till that part of our life. When we were kids and mom and dad suffered some pain, some risk, then our perception of risk might be way different from the child who was able to just go along, have a good life, didn't have a lot of risk out there, everything was pretty calm. Then they get to their adult life, they start to experience it for themselves. So I think it depends, obviously, on the part of life that you're into. So, I mean, look, I've read books on psychology and how there's some elements that are just human nature. People are just born with different personality types. And there's this nature versus nurture, to your point, that which I think is a little more specifically evident, and that if you were somebody who saw your parents make a financial mistake, had some kind of financial challenges, you're not likely to be as aggressive with your investments if you grew up with somebody who's, let's say, their parents were wildly financially successful because they took risks. Then you're more likely to be comfortable with taking risk. So as far as that's concerned, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of reasons why you might develop whatever your personality is, but at the end of the day, what is risk to each and every one of you is really something you consciously need to think about. So I'll give you an example. There's some people that would say the stock market itself is risky, that just anything to do with stocks is risky. I've met people that have all their money in cash and CDs, and they think that the banks are risky. Maybe the bank will take my money someday, right? Maybe a bank will fail. Think about Silicon Valley Bank and some of the others back in March when there was a little banking crisis. Where there's others that think they could throw all their money in Tesla and let it ride, and they're perfectly fine with that. So I'm telling you, it's very, very different. So let's try to define it a little bit. That's one of the things I want to do. Now let's look at the stock market. Let's try to define it in categories. Is risk just like the likelihood that something can lose money? Is risk how much something could possibly lose? Or is it just the volatility, the ups and downs along the way? You know, a lot of times we'll say, you know, it's short-term pain for long-term gain, or, you know, short-term corrections for long-term gains. Those are just the kind of three categories. So what's the likelihood it can, if it does, how much can it, or just how much of the back and forth exists along the way? And people have very different definitions of what risk is. They can focus on one or the other, and I'll use the S&P 500 as an example to kind of make my example. So if you look at the S&P 500, it's literally an index based on the 500 biggest companies that we have, diversified all across all sectors, all industries, where if companies do poorly over time, they can actually get bumped out of it, and new, more relevant, bigger companies get bumped into it. So statistically speaking, in the history of the markets, if you were to hold this index as a whole for at least 10 years, no one has ever actually lost money over a 10-year period. Now, if you looked at the worst possible times, I mean, certainly from, I think it was around October 2007 to March 2009, so call it right around about 18 months or so, right in the 08 crisis, the great financial crisis, stocks, the S&P 500 was down over 50%. So you see this question, what is risk, right? Is risk the volatility around the way? That's some people's perception of risk, because if your perception of risk is the volatility, then absolutely that would be considered risky. You could lose half your money like that. Your whole lifetime money, you could have been in that, right? It took your whole life to accumulate it, and you watch half of it go down in a year and a half. The pandemic wasn't quite 50%. It was around 35%, but it was like in 4 weeks. Yet we all know what happened if you held it from the pandemic lows until now, or again, if you held things for a 10-year period or more. So can you lose all your money in something like the S&P 500 index? Technically, as a financial professional, I got to say yes, but in reality, and I always say not really. Because that literally means the entire economic system, the 500 largest companies in the world, collapsed and went to zero. And basically, we'd all be back in the Stone Age. It's martial law anyways, right? That's it. That means if the entire economic system is gone. So to me, I just think just the way most people perceive risk might be wrong. And not in like a demonstrative type of way. It's just that you're not trained. You haven't maybe thought that level or two or three levels of consciousness out here, what is really risk to me. So yeah, I don't know if it kind of helps, but it gives you kind of a snapshot. And I love to snapshot because the technology is right here in your hand. Snapshot the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, the Dow. When I look at 1 year and what happened in the last year, then I look out 5 years, and then I look out 10 years, and it truly is that picture of, okay, from, you know, 2013 until now, or go back to 2018 until now, 5 years, guess what? It's dramatically gone up. Have there been huge dips along the way, 20, 30% drawdowns? Absolutely. But if I look at it from a longer increment of time, it's like, wow, I mean, that's a dramatic difference from the starting point 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, to the end point where it is now. And I want to talk about this a little bit more, including Kenneth French's actual answer on what risk is, and a little advice on how you take in all this information. But first, I want to give you our number. So let's give out our number here, 866-316-0822. 866-316-0822. If you'd like a 15-minute strategy call with one of our fiduciary financial advisors, you got questions on investments, taxes, estate planning, those kind of things, let's take 15 minutes, no cost, no obligation. We've helped thousands of people in 27 different states. No cost, no obligation to speak to our team here. We have a team of financial planners, retirement specialists. We eat, sleep, live, breathe this stuff. And it doesn't matter if your questions are on the markets and inflation, what to do with your money. Certainly will help build a comprehensive retirement income plan if you need that. But we also teach you tax minimization strategies, how to choose Social Security. If you got real estate, what to do with your properties. Folks, you've worked too hard for your money for a long period of time. And if you haven't looked at this stuff recently or even ever before, I'm telling you, people leave here all the time, whether it's from the 15-minute strategy call or when we build them out a retirement success blueprint plan, and they just said, I wish I would have done it a couple years ago. I'm glad I came in. I'm glad I did that. That's the ultimate point here. So again, to come and see us for a couple of appointments or even set up a 15-minute strategy call, no cost, no obligation, get your questions answered. We'll look at everything you got, have a conversation of where you are, where you want to go. We got offices in both Illinois and Wisconsin, but we work with clients in 27 different states across this great country. How do you get that 15-minute strategy call? Raise your hand, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. You can find our calendar there, contact information, reach out, a lot of great resources, crystallaketax.com. So French gives an interesting answer on this too about risk, which is he thinks that the answer of risk is really none of those things that I just mentioned, which is really kind of how I phrased it through my career. But it's really each person's perception of what they'll need in the future and how the variability of their investments might cause them to worry in one direction or another. So think of it as you're building a retirement plan. Like we always say on the show, it's because you got a certain lifestyle you're trying to maintain, right? You need a certain level of income. Because as I say every week in retirement, income is the outcome. Growth is nice, but income's what you need to pay your bills when the paychecks stop. So you've been working your whole life, you got a lifestyle. You know what your budget roughly is, what your spending plan needs to be, you know kind of how much money you need and what you want to run your life. Well, on a retirement plan, when you're not making income anymore, the paychecks, essentially what's running your plan? The engine that runs your plan is your investments. And so if we build a retirement plan for you, say retiring at 62 or 65 and living up until 90 as an example, we might say, well, here's what you can do. Here's what you can spend if your investments generate 4 or 5% income every year. In addition, you know, they might actually have made 5% or 8% or 12%. And obviously, you can spend more or less if you're to crank it up or down, assuming the rate of return that your money's going to get. But that can be very vulnerable. Tough spot for people where it's like, wow, I don't know how much money I'm going to have to access in the future because I don't know what my investments are going to do. So the riskier the investments could have a lot more upside, which could change your plan wildly in the right direction, or a lot more on the downside, which could negatively change, and you're playing wildly on the downside. And the reason that that's a big risk is in retirement, what your investments are really designed to do isn't just grow to the sky anymore like when you were 20, 30, 40. They're designed to provide a lifetime of income that you can't outlive. They're designed to be available in case you had a long-term care event to help care for you, your spouse, those you care about. So typically at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, when we're building out retirement income portfolios for clients, it's not that we're not going to be in stocks and bonds and, you know, all the whole bouillabaisse of investment choices out there. It's that, let's say if we've got $1 million and we need $40,000, $50,000 of supplemental income on top of our pension, Social Security, whatever income sources we have, we make sure that that investment portfolio is generating an interest in dividends, the amount of cash flow that you need. So as an example, if you got $1 million and you need $50,000 a year of supplemental income, and let's say you're comfortable with the stock market, you're going to have a combination of stock-based and fixed income-based investments, but the portfolio is going to yield in excess of 5% in interest in dividends so that you can spend the $50,000 and not have to sell a single share of anything that you own, independent of if the stock market is up or down. That's how you have more clarity about where your income is coming from in retirement. That's how you avoid, am I taking too much risk or not? Because if your cash flow from your investments are coming in like clockwork, then you can ride out those storms a little bit easier. And so I really like French's answer on that. That really brings it home, which is, again, this other layer deeper we're trying to get to. you're just not thinking of investments as risky as, oh, I could lose some money. This is more like, what does that translate to? It's if I put my money in this and it doesn't go well, I could be destitute, right? Or have to live on a diminished income. Or I could have it go up X, Y, or Z and help my lifestyle. And I think that's a good way to phrase risk for retirees, which is especially since, look, this has been a wake-up call coming out of 2022. A lot of people got very complacent, right? Because from the bottom of March 2009 up until 2022, the markets practically went up in a straight line. Yeah, we had a pullback in 2018. Yeah, we had a pullback in 2020 with the COVID situation, but they all bounced back within months. So again, the pandemic happened in 2020. The market rebounded pretty quickly, right? In 3 to 4 weeks, it dropped almost 35% in the spring and finished the year up about 16%. And this is certainly a longer drawdown over 20% bear market that we had last year. And it's also the highest inflation we've seen in 40 years. And that's a problem. And it's been a longer drawdown out of this one. The markets are finally back where they were about a year ago. Who knows what the future holds as the economy slows, as the Fed continues to raise interest rates, inflation remains a little stickier high. So I think this is really a measuring stick for a lot of people right now to look at your investments and really sit there and have a financial plan that says, what do I need to earn to do all the things I want to do? And then how can I take that variability and center it? How can I get my money a little more predictable so that my life outcomes, my retirement income outcome can be more predictable? I may never hit the grand slam anymore, but you're also at a stage of life where maybe you just don't need to anymore. And I really don't want to strike out. That's really the key. Think about it. Say you're knocking on the door of retirement or you're already retirement and you've got $2 million saved up. And we say, you know what? Hey, this is a great growth portfolio. You could potentially be up 50%. So if you went from $2 million to $3 million, that's great if you made 50%, right? But would you go buy another boat? Would you go, you know, buy five cars? Would you double the size of your house? Probably not, right? You've got a lifestyle that you're comfortable with. You just want to maintain that lifestyle. But we know anything that can go up 50% can also go down 50%. But if your $2 million went down to $1 million, might that dramatically impact your life, especially if it might take you 3, 5, or more years just to get back even? And remember, you need income off of these investments during that drawdown. That's how people run out of money. So at some point, we all got to stop thinking like we're 20, 30, 40-year-old investors, stop looking at the scoreboard and start thinking, really, what do I need my money to do? What's the purpose of the money? How much risk can I afford to take so that my lifestyle and retirement is not impacted? Yes, it's going to get growth. Yes, it'll participate in the market over time. But more importantly, when we go through those years where the market's down 20% like last year, or we go through those years where you've got, you know, multiple years where the market's down and all of a sudden, you know, like twice in the last 23 years, where the market fell 50%, then you're still going to be okay from an income perspective and you can kind of ride through that. And again, I just don't want to get lost on something that I just said. And I want to repeat it, which is run a retirement plan. We call ours a retirement success blueprint and figure out what rate of income return you need to earn to do what you want to do. Earn that income in the form of interest and dividends, dividends from stocks, interest from fixed income, all those kind of things. And you still have growth, but if the market's down, that's okay because you're still going to get your dividend income. You're still going to have the same cash flow. And over time, the value of those things should appreciate. I mean, if you run a retirement plan that says, hey, if you made 3% on your money every year forever, you can literally do all the things you just told me you want to do for the rest of your life. Maybe that causes you to pick certain types of investments, by the way. There's investments now because interest rates have risen, where you can lock in 5, 6, 7%. So there's some choices out there right now that haven't been there for about 15 years to really lock in some predictability for your retirement income. Now, it may not be right for you. A diversified portfolio of global stocks, bonds, and real estate works wonderfully statistically. And I'm not trying to have this whole conversation to talk you out of things like that, quite the opposite. I want you to phrase things correctly based on what investments really do over time, what you need to do to beat inflation, but also personalize it to kind of what makes you comfortable, a plan that you're going to stick with in good markets and bad that's going to give you the income you can't outlive. Ultimately, it's arming yourself with information so you can make good financial decisions for you and your family. And the whole point, I'm going to give you the number right now, is the fact that we'll do that literally for you. No cost, no obligation. We'll take your entire life picture. Find out where you are today, where you want to go, identify any gaps and landmines and things in your plan, and actually map it out for you in an easy-to-understand retirement plan. We call ours a Retirement Success Blueprint, something you can actually see and feel, something that's going to be fluid and be able to evolve as things in your life change. You will have that blueprint. You'll know the answers to this test. And I'm telling you, people walk out of our office with what I call that exhale moment of, okay, we're going to be okay. We came in here a couple meetings ago. We didn't know what to do. We didn't even think it was possible. And then Mike and his team showed us it's possible. That's that exhale moment, right? Where you realize it's doable. And a lot of times, retiring earlier than you originally even thought. This is how we do it. You'll learn some things that you probably want to take action on now to help your money. You've worked really hard for your money. We want your money to work just as hard for you. Here's our number, 866-316-0822, 866-316-0822. Or you can always go to crystallaketax.com and you can get on the calendar that way. That's crystallaketax.com. We'll build you a comprehensive retirement income plan. We'll analyze investments, analyze things like your tax mitigation, other ways we could be saving you taxes, unnecessary taxes over your lifetime. Is your estate plan in order? If you had a healthcare event, how would you pay for it? All of these things are having a plan. A lot of people already working with a broker and other people out there, they've got a junk drawer of investments. They've been sold stuff over the years, but they don't know how to claim Social Security to maximize it, right, for their specific situation. They don't know how to mitigate taxes. They don't know what they would do in a healthcare event. They're not sure if they've actually done the correct things from an estate planning perspective, and they sure as heck don't understand where their income's coming from in retirement other than just selling shares and hoping the market goes up. If that's you, give us a call, 866-316-0822. We'll just set up a 15-minute strategy call, find out where you are, where you want to go, and see if we can help you fill the gaps. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're talking about how to define risk in retirement. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Hey, thanks for listening to our program today. And right now, Michael would like to give away 5 free copies of his new book, The Retirement Success Blueprint: How to Build the Retirement You Deserve. In this new book, Michael details retirement considerations that touch on more than just market performance, while sharing why too much investment risk can potentially harm your nest egg. In retirement, income is the outcome, he writes. You don't get a trophy for the fastest one lap. You win by being around for the finish. The Retirement Success Blueprint: How to Build the Retirement You Deserve by Michael Stewart can be yours right now. Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822.
Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us on the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Well, the Fed has met this year, and the Fed has increased interest rates throughout the year with a little pause back in June, right? But still the promise of another quarter or half down the road. Now, will that happen? Who knows, right? But more importantly, we know they're closer to being done raising interest rates than they are at the beginning. We've gone from 0 to almost 5.5% in less than a year and a half. So what's ahead, right? The real point is what we hear from people when we meet with them is that they're really suffering from inflation. That's the whole reason that the Fed's been raising interest rates, right? Because inflation went from, 1.5-2% for the last 15 years, according to the government, all the way up to about 9% last summer. And yes, it's been gradually coming down, but we think it's going to get sticky around this 3.5-4% mark, which is well above the 2% where the Fed says they feel comfortable. So if we want to set ourselves up to try to not suffer from this inflation, kind of light the way to another period of a very strong labor market, we got to get this inflation behind us. And I wish there was a painless way to do that, but there isn't, right? You could figure at some point in the next year, we find this comfort zone, but in the meantime, the pain's going to be had. And I really appreciate the candidness there, because you got to tell people like it is at this point. And the reality is there's a lot of people out there right now that are kind of blaming the current actions. Well, hey, the Fed shouldn't be doing this. This is too much interest rate increases. Look what the market's doing right now. Look at all this. Right now is not the time to blame the actions. The actions that led to inflation have already happened. We can talk about, and history books will write about it, about response to COVID and printing $5 trillion. I think there's something like, you know, nearly 35 cents of every dollar that's out there. So 35, almost half of all the money supply that's out there did not exist 3 years ago. Poof, they made it out of the air, right? So that's what caused the inflation. But here comes the punishment. If you're running a hurdle race, guess what? The hurdle that's behind you can't trip you up moving forward unless you allow it to. So think about that. If we allow a hurdle to trip us up and that's on us, a hurdle in the future we can prepare for. And then we can gain some knowledge and we're going to navigate it. But that's the one that's behind us. It's done. It's gone. It's laying the track. It's moving forward. And I mean, look again. We just talked about how you look at your phone on the stock market. You can take a look at the S&P 500 for the last 5-10 years. Even the market. I'm not happy with the market that it was down 20% plus last year. A lot of our clients were only down in the single digits because of the way we manage the money. But with inflation, I'm not telling you to be happy that things were down or that the markets are kind of tipping over a little bit right now. But you have to realize that the market itself was pretty propped up by near zero inflation and super low interest rates for well over a decade. So if you look at the market returns over the last 5 years, it's still good even after last year's drop. So the reality is things just don't move up in a straight line in euphoria forever. They just don't. And if you don't take aggressive action and feel some pain now, you might just feel a lot more pain for a longer period of time. It's this whole ripping the Band-Aid off concept. You don't slowly peel it off, right? You rip it off, it hurts. But it's a shorter hurt. Now, I remember having these conversations at the beginning of last year with my staff and said, hey, things are transitory, right? The inflation's transitory. But transitory in economic terms means 2 or 3 years. Right? It's not 2 or 3 months. It's not 6 months. It's not 1 year. It's a long time. It feels long. But why is that? Human nature. Did we really look at our 401k statements during the last decade when everything was great? We probably didn't check them that often. You know why? Because everything was going up. Now, when the market's bouncing around on a trampoline, people are looking at their 401k statements. They're logging onto their app. They're freaking out. That, again, that's the kind of negative emotion. There's a lot of studies that show it trumps the positive. People fear more about a loss than they feel good about a gain. We are weird creatures, folks, and that's a whole other topic conversation for the show. So look, the reality is inflation's a huge problem, but it is coming down. Just too many dollars chasing too few goods and services. And there's some pushback right now on this inflation. Supply chains are starting to fix themselves. Labor market's still strong. And there's limited things the Fed can do about the supply side. Right? It can help on the demand side. It curbs it by raising interest rates. So the reality is all we can do right now, we might look back in 2 years and say, oh, we didn't have to quite be that aggressive, right? What are we really talking about? It forced us into a recession. But the Fed is living, breathing human beings making reactions right now, and we're all going to play Monday morning quarterback in a couple of years. But over the last several years, there's been a lot of critics that said we left interest rates too low for too long, and it made matters worse. And I don't disagree with that. Now, should we be up at 5.5%? Probably not. But if you look at the Fed's own forecast, they're basically expecting that interest rates in 2024 are going to be down about 3.25%, which means they're going to get cut in half from where they are right now. So why would they get cut in half? They're going to get cut in half because the economy slows. We go into a recession. The labor market rolls over. There's some things that are going to unwind. So certainly, folks, if you've got questions about that, if you want to know how this might be a catalyst to make some changes, or how do you take advantage of where inflation is right now, where the market is right now, you've regained a lot of the stuff that was lost last year, and how do you position yourself before the next storm, give us a call. We'll set up a no cost, no obligation, 15-minute strategy call. The goal of the call is talk to one of our fiduciary financial planners and just have a quick conversation of here's where we're at. Here's where we want to go. Here's what our concerns are. If you're already retired, maybe it's about how do we get more stable retirement income with less risk and pay less taxes. If you're approaching retirement, it's how do I get a plan together to coordinate my taxes, my investments, my retirement income, how to claim Social Security, what do I take on a pension? I've got no estate planning. I need to get that order. I don't have any long-term care. Whatever it happens to be, No cost, no obligation to have a 15-minute strategy call with one of our fiduciary advisors. Find out where you are, where you want to go, and see if we can help fill in the gaps for you. 866-316-0822, 866-316-0822, or you can always go to crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. In fact, on crystallaketax.com, I invite you to click on the Client Education tab. There's a wealth of free downloadable guides, whether you want to talk about inflation, you want to look at taxes, Social Security. These free guides are available at crystallaketax.com. Click on the Client Education tab. And if you missed some of these shows, we've got a podcast that comes out every 2 weeks if you like kind of 15, 20-minute bite-sized chunks. And we've got past radio shows there as well. We always want to be a resource because the better educated you are, the better decisions you're going to make. Now, I think that brings us up to the conversation of taxes since we talked about a tax guide. Because now some people hear the term tax loss harvesting, but not fully understand what it is. But I can talk you through this and how it, maybe we can navigate some of the things here. Let's say over the course of the next year, right? Look, there was nothing fun about looking back at your accounts in 2022. No arguments here. But there is one potential advantage. And even in this market here, not everything has gone straight up this year. You know, if you back out 7 or 8 specific stocks, more so the artificial intelligence type stocks and a bunch of the tech names, the market's actually up only about a third of where it is. So if you say the S&P 500, you might have 500 stocks, but if you back out these top 8 that are up 50 to 200% this year, because it's a market-weighted index, you've got the other 492 or 493 that are just kind of treading water, and they're up single digits for the year if you combine them all, kind of the net effect. What that means is you have some of those that are negative, some of those that are positive. So when you blend them together, you know, it doesn't look like a whole lot of movement. But from a tax loss harvesting standpoint, you may want to take a look at it and say, hey, some of those things that are down in value right now, you know, we got some other stocks or funds that have done really well this year. How do we rebalance? Can we sell some of our winners that would normally be taxable? Sell some of our losers and then offset them from a tax perspective where you know no income tax, but you get to lock in those gains you had on the top and utilize some of those underperformers to provide you an opportunity to recognize a loss and offset taxes so you can rebalance just in case we've got a recession ahead or maybe we're just a little bit over our skis as far as what the market's already done. Key thing on that is going to be something they call wash sale rules. If you want to go back into something, then you just want to make sure that you got to wait at least 30 days in a non-retirement account, like an individual, a joint, a trust account, before you buy the exact same security. Now, if you're buying things like funds, so in other words, you bought an S&P 500 ETF, let's call it the SPY, S-P-Y, and then you sold that and you bought the S&P 500 ETF IVV from a different company, the IRS is not going to let you take that loss. It violates something they call the wash sale rule. It's too substantially equal. But you might have an ETF that's, say, the S&P 500 fund, and then you just go buy a large cap core fund, which is like 90% similar in real life. That doesn't meet the IRS definition, so you'll be able to actually recognize the loss. So we've done that in our own accounts throughout the year, and it's really just about tax management as much as it is investment management and rebalances. So the other thing you have to look at is, if you have capital gains somewhere, and depending on where your income is, you know, you might be in a position if your income is at a certain level where you can sell an appreciated asset and still have $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 of gains and still not actually have to pay capital gains tax on that, right? So you can actually kind of make lemonade out of these lemons of what the market's been giving you with some things doing really well and some things struggling. Now, once again, you get to productively utilize some of those losses, but you got to have a proactive tax strategy to do it. Now, if your advisor isn't having those conversations with you, or, you know, when you go do your tax return in the spring, all of a sudden you're like, hey, why do I owe money? Oh, because of capital gains. Or market was down last year. Why am I paying taxes on when I lost money in the market? That just means that your advisor or you, if you're the advisor, just aren't taking a tax approach at looking everything holistically and say, okay, what is the best thing that I can do here? And if you think that's you, if you think you might have outgrown your advisor, if you think that maybe somebody's fallen asleep at the wheel and you just want a second opinion, that's great. Honestly, just give us a call. We'll set up a 15-minute strategy call. I'm a fiduciary financial planner for the last 23 years. Crystal Lake Tax and Financial is a firm I founded 15 years ago, right, to independently serve the financial planning, the tax management, and the estate planning for all of our clients. You can come and see one of our retirement specialists, our financial planners, our CPA, our legal team, build your retirement plan, analyze investments, minimize taxes, but all starts with a phone call. How do you get that complimentary, no cost, no obligation phone call? Raise your hand, 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. This is the Retirement Success Blueprint. We've got more right after this, where we're going to continue to talk about how you define risk in retirement.
You're locked on to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Investing in the stock market these days is like riding a roller coaster. One minute you're moving up slow and steady just the way you like it, and then all of a sudden, your investment portfolio is in a free fall, up 800 points, down 800 points. It can be very scary. A lot of people no longer gamble with their retirement in the stock market. If you are tired of the ride and want to look at safer options, or would like to learn a better way to grow your money during these times,
call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Thanks for joining us on the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Well, we get a lot of questions in the office a lot. We love to address a few of them here on the show. And one in particular that came in recently was talking about PODs and TODs. And that means payable on death and transfer on death. And this really deals in the estate planning realm. For those of you new to the show or maybe just tuned in, you know, we focus on at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial really five areas for our clients. We are wealth managers. So yes, part of it's investments. But having done this for 23 years as a fiduciary financial planner and with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial celebrating our 15th anniversary, we help people with their five biggest concerns: making smart choices with their money, not taking more risk than they need to, mitigating taxes. How do we proactively save taxes, unnecessary taxes over your lifetime? Estate planning on the wealth transfer side with the least costs, least taxes, least fees, least time, least government involvement. How do we protect your wealth? Life, disability, long-term care, and even from lawsuits, unjust and frivolous lawsuits. And if you're charitably inclined, how do we maximize your charitable impact? So today, when we talk about payable on death, transfer on death, what that means is it really deals in the estate planning realm. Our former days as, you know, advisors and things out there, we dealt with this because we talked to a lot of people about their estate planning, and what they wanted to do is maybe give things to charity at the time or make sure that they could avoid probate. So what a payable on death is a word. Sometimes it's TOD in Illinois, it's transfer on death. Some states it's POD, payable on death, or if you're working with a credit union. What that means is if you think about things like your IRAs, your 401ks, your annuities, your life insurance, all of those things have beneficiary forms attached to them, which means, you know, who's your primary beneficiary, who's your secondary or contingent beneficiary, and that's how things will get paid out independent of what your will or your trust or anything says. Right? So they avoid probate because they have beneficiaries named. Now you have other assets that are floating out there that don't have beneficiary forms on them. These are going to be your real estate. These are going to be your non-retirement investment accounts, like individual accounts, trust accounts. These can be things like your bank accounts. So what happens to those assets if whoever's on the ownership, either individually or joint, right? Let's say you've got an individual investment account or individual bank account, something happens to you, then that account, the value of that account goes to probate. And yes, if you have a will, then sure, the will will say where everything goes, but that's after court costs, attorney fees, all of these things. And that can lead into the low double digits when you add up all those things, in addition to just aggravation, right? Aggravation for time, for your beneficiaries and things like that. So a lot of times what we'll do is we will have accounts, be it real estate, be it bank accounts, be it investment accounts. Title is transfer on death or payable on death. And that's essentially naming a beneficiary on a account that normally does not have a beneficiary form. Why is that important? Because it essentially makes those accounts or those assets bypass probate and go directly to the beneficiary without being involved in the probate system. So typically across the country, probate overall with court costs, attorney fees, etc., are typically around 10 to 15% of the value of what goes to a state. In Illinois and Wisconsin, where we have a lot of clients, they also allow what's called a transfer on death for real estate. So if you don't have a trust, but you own real estate, you can actually name beneficiaries through a transfer on death deed or a beneficiary deed to transfer your home so your home avoids probate. So if you've got a $500,000 house out there, right? So let's say there's no mortgage on it, or even if there is, right? You just name the kids, the grandkids, whoever you want to receive the house upon your passing. They just take the death certificate to the county, and if there's a TOD for real estate on there, then it just gets deeded directly into their name. Avoids probate. Plus, let's say if probate costs altogether, we're going to be about 10%. Do you really want $50,000 plus of your estate to go just to settle where you already know where you want that house to go? So that's a great question about, you know, what is a transfer on death, payable on death? It can be very attractive. Now, for some people, you might actually need a revocable living trust, in which case you may not need a TOD or POD, but that's a different discussion for a different day. So here again, sometimes later on, some of the stuff that we want to do, that's an entirely estate planning conversation that we have with the legal team. When our advisory clients come in, we'll set an entire day aside, you know, we'll talk about allocation and risk and retirement income. Then the next time we meet, we'll talk about taxes. What's our proactive tax plan? Either save money now or over a lifetime of taxes. Then the next time we get together, we're going to meet with the legal team and we're going to talk about, okay, here's the estate planning documents we have in place. Are they right? Are they still good? So we check a box, we're fine. Do they need to be amended? Do we need a codicil to the will? Are we missing some holes in our estate plan? A lot of people come in and they don't even have an estate plan or any documents in place, or they're wildly outdated. Either way, when we start putting that retirement success blueprint together, that's the benefit of our business model. By having a legal team in-house that assists on estate planning, having a CPA and a full tax team on staff, and fiduciary financial planners all under one roof, at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, now we can kind of one hand knows what the other hand's doing. So when we craft your retirement success blueprint, it covers investments, retirement income, taxes, long-term care, estate planning. So you have a comprehensive plan, not just a junk drawer of investments and statements. So I want to draw your attention to the client education tab on our website. There's a lot of great guides on there. There's some videos. You can get past episodes of the radio show as well as our podcast. Go to crystallaketax.com. A lot of great resources on there. Click on the client education tab or in the media. This is the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Stick with us one last break and we'll wrap this up.
This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Hey, thanks for listening to our program today. And right now, Michael would like to give away 5 free copies of his new book, The Retirement Success Blueprint: How to Build the Retirement You Deserve. In this new book, Michael details retirement considerations that touch on more than just market performance, while sharing why too much investment risk can potentially harm your nest egg. In retirement, income is the outcome, he writes. You don't get a trophy for the fastest one lap. You win by being around for the finish. The Retirement Success Blueprint: How to Build the Retirement You Deserve by Michael Stewart can be yours right now. Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And this somewhat dovetails because we were talking about property and interest rate and mortgages, and we were talking about transfer on death for real estate. And earlier in the show, we were talking about how you define risk in retirement and just what we've really seen as interest rates now have been really a lot higher, especially on the mortgage side, than they've been in about 20 years. I remember my first house when my wife Karen and I, we were getting married. It was almost 30 years ago, right? Our first mortgage, and now a lot of our clients will talk about the late 70s and early 80s when they had a 17% mortgage. But Karen and I, when we got married and moved into our first house in the mid-90s, we got a 9.25% interest rate. And we were tickled pink about a year and a half later when we could get down to about 8.25%. And then about 5 years later, we were incredibly ecstatic when we could get down to about 7, 7.5, right? So over the last decade or so, especially here in Illinois, let's face it, property values have skyrocketed in the last few years, right? 30-year mortgages are way up with what the Fed's done with interest rates. And this is a real thing people are experiencing. This can apply not only to you if you're looking to sell your house or not, but also think about to your kids or possibly even grandkids, depending on your age. So if you look around the markets right now, maybe North Shore values here, so everybody's going to be relative no matter where you are in the market. Let's say you had a place for $600,000, right? You find a place at $600,000. Now, you were looking back, you know, a year ago or so at a house around $750,000. And so, you know, my wife and I were very interested in real estate market for rental properties and things like that. So we kind of look around some of the higher end stuff, some of the mid-range stuff, and there's been a little bit of pullbacks, but nothing significant. But what we've seen here is, we just recently read an article on it, because 30-year mortgages are where they're at, that they're closer to 7% now on a 30-year mortgage, where just 2 years ago you could get, you know, 2.8, 3.8%. Mortgage applications have been down significantly, around 60%. Refinances are down about 80%. And that makes sense, because who's refinancing right now, right? There's another article that came out there that about 90% of all mortgages in the U.S. are below 5%. Now, why is that? Because most people had refinanced in the prior 3 years. Either they moved and got a new mortgage, right? Or they refinanced because they took their 7, 6, 5% mortgage and flipped it into 2.5%, 3.5%, 4% mortgage. So there's really no motivation to move for someone, because even if the real estate prices remain relatively level between what you're selling at, you can get a good price, and you're happy with what you're going and buying at, the problem is you're not trading a 3.5% mortgage for a 7% mortgage. So it really doesn't surprise me at all that the real estate market's relatively flat right now. But that's why the builders have been on fire, because since nobody's selling, there's no inventory out there. But let's say you were a typical buyer. This is how impactful this has been. If you're a typical buyer, let's say you're looking at a $500,000 home mortgage, right? Because the house is worth a little bit more, but you wanted a $500,000 mortgage, right? So your mortgage payments would have fallen significantly when you had an opportunity had you purchased a couple of years ago. Let's say your mortgage payment on a 30-year mortgage when you were just at around 5%, your mortgage payment would have been about $2,874. If that same rate just bumped up about 1.3%, which it's almost doubled that, that's now a 3203 payment, or about a $7,000 more a year payment on the same house just because interest rates moved. Now push that up to 7%-ish, right? And now you're going to pay another $10,000 to $12,000 a year in mortgage interest alone for the exact same house. And when they run those debt-to-income ratios, you can no longer afford that house. You could pay for it at 5%, but you can't afford it at 7%. And I know that's simple math, but think about what's going on in the real estate market and what that portends going forward. 3 years ago, with low interest rates at 3.5%, you could have bought a $700,000 house. And now you don't even qualify for a $500,000 house, right? Unless you're a cash buyer. So people are struggling with what to do, you know, about how does that impact their retirement. They've got their own place. They think they might want to move. They want to downsize. But if there's some debt on that property, interest rates are going to be an issue. Now, we anticipate those to come down over the course of the next year or so. And that becomes a really important thing. But at the same time, you need to know why you're making the decisions that you do. You know, so I talk all the time about how at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we're a lot more unique in the industry compared to just your typical broker. So a quick introduction as we wrap up for today about how our business model is different and why it's worth that 15-minute strategy call. We are wealth managers at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And that's different than just people that are investment brokers. You see, most people have an investment plan, just a junk drawer of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, but they have no plan on how it all fits together. That's why most people just have an investment broker, right? A broker the last 10, 15, 20 years just sells you stuff. Oh, they talk about financial planning, but have they actually done it for you? Or have they just sold you stuff? At my firm, Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we are wealth managers. The difference between an investment broker and a wealth manager, investment brokers are just going to handle your investments. They're going to meet with you maybe once, twice a year, show you a bunch of pie charts, tell you your money went up or down. That's it. If you need tax strategies, or you say, hey, you know, what can I be doing to save money on taxes now and over my lifetime? They say, oh, we don't do taxes. You got to go talk to your CPA or tax person. If you got an estate planning question, do we need wills, trusts? I heard something about a transfer on death deed for real estate so my home can avoid probate. they tell you to go see your estate planning attorney. Folks, this is your life savings we're talking about. Your advisor should be able to provide the lead on all aspects of your financial life, investments, taxes, and estate, or at least have a team on staff that can address those questions comprehensively for you. We like to consider at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial that we are the general manager of your financial team. We oversee the other professionals on the investments, the financial planning, the tax planning, the estate planning. So you get a comprehensive plan. We call ours the Retirement Success Blueprint that addresses all areas of your financial life. Under one roof, we've got fiduciary financial planners, a CPA, a notary, a paralegal, a legal team to handle the estate planning. In fact, as a wealth manager and fiduciary for the last 23 years, I've helped successful savers like you with what are their five biggest concerns. The first is just making smart choices with your money, right? Don't take too much risk, just enough to achieve your goals. Most of our clients understand they've made and saved most of the money they're going to have. They just can't afford for it to go away. So we need to make smart choices with the money to make sure it lasts as long as they do so they can maintain their lifestyle. Secondly is mitigating taxes. How do we proactively save on unnecessary taxes over your lifetime? Wealth transfers, estate planning, transfer to heirs, the lease costs, lease taxes, lease fees, lease time, lease government involvement. Wealth protection, life, disability, long-term care, protecting your assets from unjust and frivolous lawsuits. And if you're charitably inclined, how do we maximize charitable impact? We assist our clients with those five concerns all under one roof. That's where there's value. Pay for the advice, don't pay for the product. Your financial life is more complicated than just investments. We make sure your money's protected, you get all the income you need in retirement for the lifestyle that you deserve, and you're legally paying the least amount of taxes so you can leave the legacy that you want. Each week in the show, we talk about those five categories of wealth management. Each week on the show, we kind of break one down on there, and that's what we did today when we were talking about how to define risk in retirement. So I want to leave you with this. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, as wealth managers, you deserve more, right? It's not just about allocation. It's about tax location. It's about structuring your portfolio so that your income's coming from interest and dividends, not just hope that the market goes up. A wealth manager assists you with all of these things to be proactive, not reactive. If you're not getting that, you deserve that. You may have outgrown your investment advisor, your investment broker, or if you're a do-it-yourself person, you know what, how you accumulated money, just working hard, kind of throwing money into the 401k, and then all of a sudden you pop your head up and you're ready to retire, you're in retirement. The distribution phase of your life is far more difficult than the accumulation phase. You got to worry about taxes. You got to worry about long-term care. You got to worry about market crashes. You got to worry about inflation and how do you keep up with inflation. We would love to help you do that. How do you do that? 866-316-0822. Let's set up a 15-minute strategy call, find out where you are, where you're going, and help us identify as a wealth manager what those gaps in your current plan are. Where are those landmines? Where are those red flags that can derail your lifestyle and quality of life to make sure that you and your family are going to be okay in retirement? 866-316-0822, 866-316-0822 to set up a no-cost, no-obligation, 15-minute strategy call. Find out where you are, where you're going. Let's see if we can help you. Worst case, you just get your questions answered. Or you can go to crystallaketax.com and sign up there. Thanks for joining us this week for the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. If you know someone that could use conservative, tax-focused financial planning advice, don't keep us a secret. You can always get more information at crystallaketax.com. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchise of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.